Hello there. Welcome to our business writing lesson number 21. Even though this is a writing lesson, today we're going to talk about a topic that scares a lot of people, which is public speaking. Do you have a problem with that? I used to have until I became a teacher, so I had to stop being scared of speaking in public. In the text that we're going to see today, we're going to see some advice from a person who is much more experienced in public speaking and is trying to kind of guide somebody who is going to do it for the first time. So the main idea of this text is to see how people give advice, how they give suggestions. And also, who knows, some of that advice might actually apply to you. But anyways, let's get started, shall we? So here we have a message from Jeremy Svensson to Sandra Chung. She starts by saying, "Hello, Jeremy. I'm very happy to see you do something for help." So what is this action that she is very happy to see him do? Is it reaching me out for help, reaching out to me for help, or reaching me for help? Well, just reaching me doesn't really fit. Usually when we use reach, we're talking about physical things. We're talking about reaching something and grabbing it. When we are talking about getting in touch with someone, then we're going to use the phrasal verb reach out. So reach out is a phrasal verb that talks about getting in touch with somebody and making contact with someone. So the question is, do you reach out to someone or do you reach someone out? Well, the answer is quite simple. You reach out to someone. So option A, which has reaching me out, that doesn't really work. The only valid way of completing this sentence with these three options is option B, reaching out to me. I have been in your position before, and I understand what your something. So here she is showing a lot of sympathy because she knows that he is not feeling very confident. So how do you talk about these feelings that a certain person is feeling at a certain moment? Do you say what you're going to, what you're passing, or what you're going through? Well, going to is only going to talk about movement, or maybe it's going to be part of the future. I'm going to do something. But here it doesn't quite fit. Option B is passing. In Portuguese, we have that expression passar, when you're talking about feeling something and being in a certain situation. But in English, pass does not work the same way. So it would not be used to talk about going through some kind of feeling. Because the expression that's right is C, going through. So if you're going through a bad situation, that means that you are having a very bad situation, you are feeling bad about it, which is the case here with Jeremy. I mean, he is going through a lot of anxiety because he is very insecure about speaking in public. So let's choose option C and move ahead. And then she says, "Don't worry. Presenting your first project is not too difficult if you organize your thoughts and know what is most essential in a good presentation." So she is giving very good advice here. You should always organize your thoughts in order to express yourself in a more organized way. So how do you organize all that stuff? Well, first of all, you have to know your what? Well, we have three options here. Know your people, know your public, and know your audience. So know your people, that doesn't say much, right? What people are we talking about? Well, the people that we're talking about is the people watching your presentation. So what do you call the people who watch a certain presentation? Is it the public or is it the audience? Well, in Portuguese, we would say público, but in English, you don't say public. At least not in that situation. Public could be like an adjective. For example, you study at a public school, Or you could also use public to talk about a very large amount of people, a group of people, like the Brazilian public is very interested in learning English. But since we're talking about a restricted group of people watching a single presentation, then we use audience, which is option C. Here she asks for a bit more information about the situation. Are you presenting to Robert or to Sarah? Because she knows that Robert enjoys a more formal, strict style, and Sarah favors or prefers relaxed, casual presentations. So this is very good advice, isn't it? So if you know what is being expected of you, then you adapt your presentation to better fit that situation. And so something which manager you're presenting to, you might want to fine-tune your material. What does this mean, fine-tune? It means to make very little adjustments, like the tuning on the radio, but you do it very, very delicately. So to fine-tune your material means to adjust it to just the right configuration. And what goes in the blank? Well, she mentioned two possibilities of people that Jeremy would be presenting to. So here she opens these possibilities, like depending to which manager, depending of which manager, or depending on which manager. Which one would be the best option? Well, in order to describe this relative kind of situation, you're going to use depending on. So the verb depend very often is followed by the preposition on. So, for example, are you going to be promoted? Well, it depends on my performance. So this promotion depends on my performance. If I have a good performance, I'm getting the promotion, or else I'm not. So depending to and depending of don't really fit in this context, which means our best option is option C, depending on. And then she makes reference to this last phrase by saying, speaking of material. I mean, she was talking about the material before, so she starts again at that point. Speaking of material, choosing a nice looking slide template is obviously a good idea. So nice looking, similar to beautiful. So she is talking about making good looking slides. But the more important aspect is what goes in your slides. In other words, having meaningful, well-constructed slides is more important than how pretty they are. So make sure you start off with greetings and a brief something, the topic. So she's saying that, you know, he can't just go into the room and say, here's what I have to present. He has to start off with greetings. So good afternoon, good morning, and so on. Before we look at the blank, let's look at the next phrase. Tell them about the nature of your project, who you worked with, what your goal is, and so on. So what is this that she's recommending? She's recommending that he should talk about the whole idea and show the managers who he is presenting to an overview of the project, which means something like an introduction. So what is the preposition that you would use with the word introduction in this topic? Is it an introduction in the topic, an introduction to the topic, or an introduction with the topic? Well, in this case, introduction in and with don't really make too much sense, because an introduction with something implies that there's two things together, and that's not the case here. And an introduction in the topic makes it sound like the introduction is a part of the topic, which doesn't make too much sense. So our best option is an introduction to the topic. So let's choose option B and move on. And here's another piece of advice. Remember to also close the presentation. What? On a musical note, on a sad note, or on a high note? Well, it's probably not going to be A, on a musical note. Even though musical note is a perfectly valid expression, it just doesn't fit the situation, right? You don't have to finish a presentation with a song and dance number. And B, on a sad note, is also a valid expression, and it is used to start talking about something that's really sad. For example, somebody died, or maybe some project was very unsuccessful. So, you know, this is not how you want to end a presentation. What we do have as a perfectly fine option for this blank is option C, on a high note. So to finish something on a high note means that you ended something in a very successful way, showing some kind of success. And I think that's very good advice when you are presenting something in public. So let's choose option C and move ahead. I know you did very well in your tasks, so something that. So here she is suggesting what he can use in order to end the presentation on a high note. So she is suggesting that he make use with that, of that, or on that. Well, when you have a certain skill, when you have a certain thing that is very good, you can say that you are going to make use of that. So make use of your intelligence, or maybe make use of all your skills. But the most relevant part here for this blank is that you have the right preposition, make use of something, which means that option B is the correct option in this case. Let the bosses know that you've succeeded something, having joined us not very long ago. So what could we put in that blank? Though having joined us, despite having joined us, or even though having joined us? Well, this one is actually easier than it looks like because you have the word having after the blank. Here we have two phrases, essentially. Let the bosses know that you've succeeded. And the other phrase, having joined us not very long ago. So that word right there in the middle is going to be a conjunction. So when you have though or even though as a conjunction, the verb that comes after it doesn't sound natural if it's in the ing form. The best conjunction for this sentence is despite. So despite is going to put two pieces of information together, even though one of them is kind of not very compatible with the other. So for example, you could have something like, he's a great manager despite not having a university degree. So he's a great manager despite not having a university degree. So even though he did not go to university, he is a great manager. So you see, you might think that being a great manager and going to university are informations that need to arrive together, right? So you would think that good managers, they need to have a good education. That's what you would expect. But what I'm saying is, this guy, he doesn't have a university education, but he is a very good manager. So you see the opposition between these two pieces of information. Despite is going to connect these two ideas. And that's why despite is the best option for this blank. And then she offers even more help. If you need any help, please let me know. If you want me to take a look at your presentation before you something it. So, before you do what? Do you deliver a presentation? Do you make a presentation? Or do you speak a presentation? Well, you can say that you speak in public or you speak to an audience, but you don't speak a presentation. So option C is out. So to make a presentation sounds to me like, you know, creating the slides and deciding what you're going to say. So really producing the presentation, not really being there speaking. The action of being there in front of the public and speaking is called delivering a presentation. So it might seem a little bit strange, you know, delivering a presentation, but that's what you do. Think of it as delivering information to the people who are watching you. So now let's choose option A. And then she says that she will gladly, her opinions with you. So what would she be glad to do? Tell her opinions, give her opinions, or share her opinions? Well, you see, the first two options, tell and give, do not work because of the expression with you. So tell my opinions with, give my opinions with you, that doesn't really make sense. What does make sense is to share something with somebody. So you can say that you share something with someone. And in this context here, in the context of this message, the thing that she is sharing is her opinions, and the person is you, in this case, Jeremy. So the best choice for our final blank is option C, share. And that's it for our text. Now, let's take a look at it, shall we? Well, she starts by saying that she is glad, she's happy to see that he got in touch, asking for help. And also, she shows sympathy towards him because of his situation. He is going to present in public, and he's not very confident. So she has probably been through this situation before. She says that this is not so difficult, don't worry. And then she gives some advice, like organizing his thoughts and having priorities when creating a presentation. Also, she says that he should know his audience, which means he should be prepared for what is being expected of him. And also, he should take care of how the slides look, so a nice looking slide template. But it's also very important to have good content, not only pretty slides. And he should start with greetings like good morning, good afternoon, and then introduce the topic. And also her last piece of advice is that he should end the presentation with a successful example. So finishing the presentation on a high note is very important, according to her. And then at the end, she offers additional help if he needs it. So yeah, Sandra was very helpful here. But what do you think? Do you think this is good advice for when you're speaking in public? Do you have any difficulty speaking in public? Let me know down below in the comments. And also, if you have any questions, feel free to ask. And as always, thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time. Happy studies!